Happy Friday, everybody. Hope that you're having a great start to your weekend just a little bit early. Thanks so much for checking in with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Pam and I are going to have some fun Disney talk in just one second. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. And that includes our friends over at themagicforless.com. The Magic for Less is a platinum earmarked agency, which means that Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best. They take care of their guests. They get them the best prices. And they come back and develop relationships for years and years to come. You should do the same. Right now, if you're looking for a room only for Marathon Weekend or Princess Weekend 2020, give me a shout. Drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. Put your resort, put your dates, put your details, and I will get you that pricing. We can get you set up for that room. Packages will be coming out later here in 2019. Not too long now because it's the spring. But we appreciate your support over at The Magic for Less. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Shout out to everybody who continues to use our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Anytime you do that online shopping, even if it's a small purchase, please click through our link. You'll get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. Again, it's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1471 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel, standing by right now to help you plan a great Disney vacation. So just in case you like Disney, I don't know, maybe you do, you're listening to our show, maybe you'd like to go to Walt Disney World, cruise the Disney Cruise Line, maybe go out and see where it all started at Disneyland, or even Adventures by Disney if you want to get out there and see the world under the umbrella of the Disney brand. Hit me up, let me know. I'm Mike.Rallman at themagicforless.com. We'll plan a great trip. Anyway, let's talk about great trips today. Let's have a good time talking about some of the best things around Walt Disney World. And we're going to lean on our live chat here on Facebook to help us out with some of the prompts and questions and comments. It's going to be a great time. So joining me today, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What's going on, Pam?
Happy Friday, everybody. I love the smell of Friday, right?
Yes.
It is this time of year. Spring is in the air, sort of. Some people are getting their last winter storms of the year, let's hope. And I'm just, you know, looking forward to the promise of spring here so we can have some Florida weather.
Is it? Here's the thing. I don't know if it's just me, and I'm going to ask our listeners listening today, wherever you are on a run, if you're mowing the grass now, it's great because it's spring. Maybe you do have to get outside and do those kind of lawn work, and it's a great time to listen to podcasts. I'll tell you that. You know, maybe you're just, you know, doing some dishes, but whatever. Spring to me, like no other season, like this time of year right now, like around Easter, you know, April, late March to early May, I get like the worst itch to go to Disney. I don't know, because maybe it's because I was a teacher, and I know that, like, you know, in the spring we're getting ready for spring testing, and that kind of signifies like the beginning of the end of the school year, because after that It's just all we're watching movies and, you know, having, you know, we're doing the stuff that didn't get to before testing. But the thing is, like, that was when I always just got so anxious to go to Walt Disney World more than any other time of the year. But I thought maybe it was just me because I'm a teacher. But is it like that for everybody in the spring, or do some people want to go in the fall more? I don't know.
I love a spring trip. It's actually one of my favorite times to go. You have the Flower and Garden Festival going on, which to me, I think, is just a huge motivator to get me there. And there is something about the spring, like when the days start to get longer and we start to get nicer weather, I'm like waking up earlier and earlier, and I'm perkier and perkier in the morning. And I know that's annoying to some people. I apologize.
Me too.
To the people that it is annoying, but I wake up happy all the time.
Yeah, my wife
and
hates
I'm ready
that.
To go. And 35 mil- and I have 35 million ideas, right? I'm like, okay, we're going to do this, 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 and this. I mean, you know, it could be annoying. Thank goodness my husband is, you know, the same way. He wakes up pretty happy too. So but there's just something about the spring trip that I think is so awesome, just to see everything looking beautiful down in Disney World, not just Epcot, but the other parks are too. And just, it's like a celebration of we made it. Look, I feel like if those people like me who have made it through winter, Yeah. You deserve a little something. You deserve a long weekend, for goodness sake. So
I think that might be what it is because, you know, like you said, the days are getting longer. It's warmer, which the warmer weather reminds me of Florida, and like everything's greening up. And so finally we're getting some color around us here, and it reminds me of Florida. And I just, yeah, this time of year, but I'm just like, oh, I've got to get down there. I love this place. So anyway, don't forget this Sunday night. We want to hear from you. We're going to be live on Facebook right here taking your calls. Matt Parrish joining us from the 3028 and Wedway Radio. So questions, comments for Matt. They've been doing some great shows. I know it's funny because we had a show on Alani on Monday. They had a show on Alani on the 3028. Then I listened to another tech podcast. Guess what? He's on vacation in Hawaii. So I was like, this is like Hawaii. It's like crazy. We just need George. Like, and we'll see George on the podcast cruise here shortly.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Do you think he's going to bring the dog, the guava dog?
I know. And the cat, my Thai cat. I know. I love that. I love those two names for his pets. That's awesome. What I really want to know is he going to bring whatever, the Instapot or whatever he needs to make his famous ribs that I see him making for folks? Is that going to be happening on the cruise?
I don't know if that's...
I think they take your Instapot if you try to bring it on, but dang it.
We've lost two hair dryers. I'm sure the Instapot's not getting in. My wife keeps trying and never works. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about the best down at Walt Disney World. So we're going to limit it to Walt Disney World. I think maybe we'll go to Cruise Line a little bit towards the end. But I'll just throw some things out there. Again, play along with us in the chat. So let me ask you this, Pam. We'll kind of ping pong back and forth. Best burger anywhere on property. We're not talking money. We're just talking... If you wanted the best burger, where are you going to go?
You know what? I have two places, and I'm going to name one of them. The Boathouse, I think, has a fantastic burger. That Gibson burger. Oh, my goodness gracious. And I will tell you, this is a little... Well, no, I'll leave this because this could be one in the future. But we have been going to the Boathouse and, of course, not making reservations because you know us people. Mm-hmm. And we roll in, and you can sit outside, and you don't have to make a reservation there. They don't take reservations for those seats outside, which, by the way, are some of the best seats in the restaurant. You get to sit out there in the water, watch the water cars, the amphicars, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Amphicars go in, and you get to watch that balloon. You know, which for some reason Hannah's decided is terrifying, even though she's been off.
I'm not going in that thing. I think because what if that cable came loose? You'd end up like in Ocala or something. No, no, you'd end up, I don't know, like in Cuba, depending on the wind. I don't know.
No, no, you would not. But anyways, beautiful view and a great place to grab a burger. So what about you?
I really like the Duval burger over at Olivia's. If you can still get it. Can you still get it? Because I don't know if it's on the menu. Is it at lunch? Yeah, because I really, really, really like that one. So I'm going to go with that one. It's so good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a burger that has avocado and shrimp on it. I mean, what more do you want there, right? So anyways, Justin's agreeing with you there, the Gibson burger. So good, right? Oh, man.
My mouth is watering right now. We're only to the first thing. Oh, so good. So good.
Why are these questions about food?
Yeah. All right. So I'll give Alfred through one in here. Then we'll get yours. So he says, let's go with, what do you say overall is the best novelty snack at Walt Disney World? So something kind of that's unique to World.
This is just my personal preference, and it is boring as heck. I'll give you that up front. But I am a sucker for the Mickey pretzel because it's just a plain, like, Sam's pretzel, like I used to get when I was a kid, right? It's not sweet. It's just plain old regular pretzel. And I love Disney popcorn. I just love those two things. And I can't get away from them. They're just so classic. What about you?
The thing I've been getting every trip over the past, say, 2 years, whether it's a marathon weekend, I went for Princess, we go in the summer, you know, when we go down, I always get this and I almost get it like two or three times a trip. And it's not really anything special. Again, it's a novelty from where it is and where you're eating it, but it's just that All-American Sundae that I always get from the ice cream shop right there on Main Street, USA. It's really not anything special. I mean, I guess they could make it just like that at Dairy Queen. You know, it's really not too far off from a peanut butter parfait, which is what I have at home, but it's got caramel in it, which that doesn't. But it's just the eating it on Main Street, usually watching fireworks. It's just, I do it over and over. But I will tell you, if you ever get one, do not spill that on your clothes. I don't know what's in that ice cream. It will not come out. I mean, I've got it on stuff and it does not come out after like three or four washes. So be careful with that thing. Just saying. All right. So give us another, what do we got here?
All right, so I'm doing another food one. Unfortunately, sorry, it's going to make us all hungry, but we're talking about the best fried chicken.
Ooh, best fried chicken I've had. I'm trying to think here. Because I typically don't get... but you know what? I feel like this is not... You're setting me up here. But my favorite fried... It's the buttermilk chicken at Olivia's. I get that every time. That's what I get when I go to Olivia's for dinner every time. Buttermilk chicken on mashed potatoes with gravy and green beans. So good.
That's a good one.
Solid.
It's a really good one. So I'm going to go, of course, with Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. I don't typically get the fried chicken meal, although I know a lot of people do. What I have been getting lately is they have these, they call them, it's an appetizer. It's on the appetizer portion, thigh-high chicken biscuits. Oh my goodness. They are biscuits topped with the fried chicken thighs and bread and butter pickles, and they're drizzled with honey.
Oh, I love honey.
End of sentence, period. So Hannah and I usually get that, and we split that as like our entree, and then we get some sides because I love the greens. I think the greens there are great, and Hannah loves the mac and cheese, so that's the way we roll. And Hannah gets her moonshine cup filled.
Yes, so. She does. She that thing. I think the lettering's wore off of the thing. I'm pretty sure.
True.
Just pick me up. I think you've dropped her off at Disney Springs. Like, pick me up on Tuesday. I'll be right. Homecoming. All right. So that's let's go with this. So, best souvenir. Like, all you know, Disney's coming out with all these different kinds of ears and retro shirts and all kinds of stuff. But what would you say, like, something you've seen lately that's like the best souvenir out there right now?
So for an adult, I'm going to say buy your souvenir before you leave home and add Memory Maker to your package and have that be your souvenir. You will never regret it. But for kids and people who are really looking to take something home. So this is going to show my age a little bit. But remember when they used to have CDs of all the music? I would always bring a CD home. Of course, you can't get those anymore because the kids are like, what's a CD, like, why?
But you know what's funny about that though is now you can buy 33 LPs, you know, it's like, yes, they're in every store. Yes. Like, oh my gosh, what is this?
I know, of course they're ultra expensive.
Yes,
as well. I mean,
being a hipster is not cheap. You gotta, you know, if you're gonna buy into being the hipster, dude, it's expensive.
I know. But for me, I think I really like bringing home a shirt. The Disney shirts are not inexpensive, but they really, I mean, I get home, I put that on, I'm in a Disney frame of mind. I just like it. I really and truly like it. So I'm going to go with the shirt. And I know that's plain and boring, but you know, you got to go with who you are, right?
Yeah. Here's what I say. And I always get a shirt. And typically I always just get like the plain Mickey shirt. Like I've got a bunch of, and I know Steve gets those too. You know, yeah. Like it'll be, like I have a blue one. I have a red one. I have a gray one. I just love those because really you can wear them with anything. And you know, it doesn't scream like Walt Disney World 2019. You know, it's just like, it's Mickey. It's kind of classic. So I like those. But I will say my favorite souvenir to get at Walt Disney World, kind of expensive, but I think this is something that you treasure for years. It's the toy monorail set that you can use, you know,
yeah,
put under your tree every year. It's kind of traditional. Always brings back the memories of your trips. I mean, you know, it's like $89, but I mean, and it's kind of a, you know, if you get maybe you can get a discount DVC AP, but you know, it's one of those things I don't think you ever regret getting it. It's expensive, but it's like nothing, you know, you push the button and it goes, por favor, mantenga and sale 100 of those. It's so cool. I say that's because it's very uniquely Walt Disney World itself. So
yeah, that's a good one.
All right, we got a bunch of them coming in here in the chat. So let's get to Joanne. She's got a great question. So best view overall at Walt Disney World. You want to get the best view of anything. So I have one. I have a cool one. Mine is on Expedition Everest. Just when you're going up that hill. At the beginning,
that's a good one.
If you look to your right, you can see almost all of property. Also, well, I really want to give two, but Summit Plummet's pretty awesome because you can see all of property before you get the world's worst wedgie. But yeah, that's kind of fun. So I'd say Everest for mine. So what about you?
So for me, the best view is going to be from your room in the tower at the Contemporary, looking over at the Magic Kingdom. I think the Contemporary in general has great views of the Magic Kingdom, but there is nothing better than that view from your room. People, you can be there in your pajamas and see in the castle. And, you know, I mean, look over and you can sleep with the curtains open and see that castle all night if you want to. And I just think there's really something magical about that. It might be, I think everyone should do that once. I mean, splurge and do it once. I don't think you'll regret it. I mean, it's just a really cool view.
Yeah, when I stayed at the Grand for that Toy Story event, when I had they didn't have a room for me. They like were, you know, cleaning. I had to change because we had the event to go to that night. And so finally they just like, we find your room. And it was a theme park view room. I was like, score, because I know the one I was going to have was just garden view. But it put me in the worst pickle because I knew I was only there for one night. They only put us up for one night. And so it was like the worst conundrum that I was so tired from the day, from all the activities. And I knew we had, like, this was going into our big summer vacation because it was like at the beginning, it was like 2 or 3 days before we were going to be there for a week. So I knew it was going to be there for 10 days. You know how tired you get at Walt Disney World. And I knew the next day was like busy, busy, busy. It was all kinds of stuff from like 8 o'clock on. But God, I did not want to go to sleep. Like, I was like, go, oh, I can see the castle. I can see the Contemporary. I can hear the electrical water pageant. I can hear, like, this is what I've dreamed of my entire life. And I have one night staying with a theme park castle view. Like, if I fall asleep, it's all over. And I was like, I need to sleep. It does put you kind of in a pickle as a huge Disney fan. I did not want to go to sleep, but I knew I had to. But I left the blinds and everything wide open. I didn't care. Somebody came in and got me. I don't care. Whatever. It was worth it. All right. So Tim's got a great question. I have no idea because I've never done this, but he's asking, what resort has the best room service?
Wow, that's interesting. We don't do a lot of room service either. So you're going to want to stay, if you're looking for room service, it's got to be one of the deluxe resorts because the moderate resorts have a really limited menu and so do the values. It's basically pizza and some sandwiches and wings and salads and stuff like that. But there is that, when you stay at the Polynesian, you can order that thing that's like Ohana delivered to your room.
I want to do that.
That has to be the best room service, right? Yeah. From what I hear, it is humongous. And it's Ohana in your room. Yeah, I mean, you can't beat that. So, I think that would be one of the best places to go for sure.
All right, let's get to Natalie. She says, best drink from World Showcase. I'm a simple man, and I don't drink beer, so that kind of eliminates a lot of stuff. I like the margarita there from Mexico, the three-tiered one. They have like a mixed frozen. It's a frozen.
Right.
And it's got like three different flavors. I don't know, it kind of tastes a little bit different. It's all whatever, sweet and sour and tequila.
Right.
It's good, especially at the end of 26 miles. I love that margarita. So what about you, Pam? What's your favorite go-to drink in World Showcase?
So there's so many things that I really like there, but there's a limoncello mule at Via Napoli that Jocelyn got me started on, and I really, really enjoy that. I think it's a great drink. It's kind of refreshing. It's not too sweet. I do like mixed drinks, and I do like beer, but I don't like mixed drinks that are too sweet, and I know that there's a lot of sweet ones, and different people really like them, and that's fine. It's just not my taste. Limoncello mule for me is really great.
All righty, Betsy in the chat. She's always with us. We appreciate that so much. Best family-friendly tour. So by family-friendly, though, there's different kind of tiers that Disney has. My favorite overall tour, if you're just asking, tour Keys to the Kingdom, no doubt. That's a great first tour, and it's a great tour that you can do more than once. Because you get to go to the Utilidors, you get to get a real taste of the Magic Kingdom, you get a little backstory. A lot of us as Disney fans have probably heard, you know, 50% of the stories, if not more, because we just, you know, we love this stuff. We read books, we listen to podcasts. But the thing is, every tour guide kind of has a little different spin. They can teach you something maybe you didn't get on your previous tour. But I think you have to be 16 to go on that one. So if you have older teens, 14 maybe. Is 16, Pam? I can't remember. For Keys.
The Keys to the Kingdom, I think it is. They have, you know, they're doing some things. They're giving you sort of a behind the scenes look that they don't want to ruin that for the younger guests. It's actually, you know, you need to make sure for all those tours that you're of age, and it absolutely is 16. I just looked it up while we're there. So if you want a tour that anyone can go on, of course, the Family Magic Tour is available for you. And that's kind of fun because you get to solve sort of a riddle, right? Mm-hmm. And it says that it's best suited for guests, you know, parties that have guests that are from 4 to 10 years old. So I think that's something to think about. Also, I was thinking for Star Wars fans, they have that Star Wars guided tour, which I think is, you know, it's that has some really cool things for the Star Wars fan. You get VIP access to a lot of the Star Wars attractions and events and things like that. So that may be something I think that people could do. I'm trying to think. Those new Animal Kingdom tours are getting a lot of good feedback from there. So consider those as well.
All right. Justin's got a question. What is the single best dessert? We kind of talked about this, but single best dessert anywhere. He says he prefers the Ohana bread pudding, followed closely by the ooey butter cake sundae from Ample Hills, but figured I'd throw the question out there to everyone. So you know what? Here's my thing. The thing that I crave even more, and I don't know what it is, because I know folks up in the Northeast have Ample Hills, because I see people always torture me with, hey, I have Ample Hills around the corner. You know, I'd be 700 pounds if that happened to me, so I'm glad I don't. But I do love, I crave that ooey gooey butter cake ice cream cone at Ample Hills. But I mean, there's a lot of really, you know, think about the signature restaurants. For example, I've talked about this, I kind of mentioned it in passing on Wednesday, that when we had our meal at Jico, we had a dessert, which I really, it was hard to describe because it looked like a bird, or like a bird nest. It was kind of sugary stuff with almost like an egg in it. I don't know what it was. It tasted amazing. And the presentation was 10 times more than the taste, and it was great. So it's just, I think that at Walt Disney World, you have the opportunity to have so many different kinds of desserts that are just not available anywhere else. Where I can get an ice cream cone anywhere, but you know, I enjoyed that, but I just know I probably wouldn't get it anywhere else. So do you have anything that really, you know what, here's another one. And I'll throw this real quick, because we did this for your birthday last year, I think. That big, what was it called, Baked Alaska thing we had at the boathouse? God, that thing was good. And it was gigantic. It was like this, it was bigger than a football.
Yeah, absolutely. At the boathouse, they have two of them. They have the Baked Alaska, which is really a lot of s'mores, a s'mores-themed cake with chocolate and vanilla and graham cracker and marshmallows and stuff like that. And then also they have one that has like more nuts. I think it had like macadamia nuts and stuff like that. I will say the other thing I really like is there's a couple restaurants, and usually California Grill is one of them, where they have like sort of a chocolate lava cake. And it's like a cake on the outside, but then you cut into it, and, you know, there's just like molten chocolate there. And that's really, I mean, it's really rich and over the top, but it's usually a really good thing.
Oh, we're killing us, guys. Killing us. All right, and so just back to Cheryl says, you know, her favorite souvenirs, keychains, and phone cases, because you get to use that every day, which I agree with that. Let's see, Jessica gets in-laws photos in a Disney frame from the trip. And then we're getting a lot of, for best view, Joanne says the Kappa at Four Seasons. Never been there, so I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
Seconded by Jennifer Sheldon. And let's see here, we have, so Carrie's asking, best character to interact with. This is kind of a tough one because I don't really do a lot of character meet and greets. And I would say, obviously, it would be a face character rather than a fur character, because you can lead you to interact a little bit more. You know, I've heard here's two that I'll throw in, and they're both character meals. The breakfast, the Bon Voyage breakfast at Trattoria Al Forno, and the stepsisters over at 1900 Park Fair. They really kind of will give you a hard time, or, you know, kind of get into the whole role playing thing.
Yeah, I think that they do a great job. The other thing, the other character I think that consistently does a great job is Goofy. You see him interacting with people in a way that, you know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy. He really is his character for that. So, you know, I really appreciate the way that he interacts with people too.
Oh, there's a good one. Craig says Kylo Ren or Chewie. Those are really, Kylo Ren is solid. Yeah, Kylo Ren, man, he's intimidating. That's a good one. And so, yeah, Jessica talking Mickey, RIP.
Yeah.
Lost his voice. All right. So, next one is, and I think this is a really interesting one. I can't wait to hear everybody's feedback too over the weekend. Again, we do these on Friday, so we can have the discussion on Facebook. You can put your comments. And then again, Sunday night, call in and we'll kind of expand the show out. We'll ask Matt some of these things. Best bang for your buck when it comes to a table service meal. So, where you're getting the best value, I guess, in essence, when you're going to a table service meal? What would you say, Pam?
I think that Kona offers a good, solid choice. One of the things I think you want to look at when you're looking at the table service meal and the value that you're going to get is whether or not, you know, there's desserts there that you really like and entrees that you really enjoy. You know, Kona has a good solid steak, but they have a lot of other choices from which you can choose. They also have fantastic and beautiful desserts. And I think that adds to the experience. And now, especially when you're using one of the dining plans, they include alcohol at this point. They include a specialty drink, it can be alcoholic or non-alcoholic. So consider that in the planning. The dining plan works for so many more people now just because of that one thing. So think of that.
I'm going to have to go with, for the best bang for your buck at a table service meal, Beer Garden at Epcot. Because if you think about it, I mean, okay, so here you go. I mean, you got, it's a buffet and there's lots of good options there. You got lots of meats, sausages, lots of sides, lots of potatoes kind of things, breads, salad options. I mean, and really, really good desserts. I love the desserts. I don't know exactly what they are, but there's this one thing that's super light and fluffy. It's like a brownie, but it's super light. Oh, so I could eat like six of those. So it's really good. But if you think about it, it's like dinner and a show. You got the little band there and it's very themed. When you're in there, it's like you're in a village. So you're going into a themed environment with live entertainment. You got a buffet so everybody can find something they like. I like the communal seating. It's kind of unique. You know, you don't get a lot of places like that. It very much reminds me of the cruise experience. If you just kind of go on a cruise and you don't request a private table and you just roll the dice. Because a lot of times, I'll tell you what, if you've never done, I know a lot of people haven't cruised or you're getting ready to go on your first cruise. If you can, don't go with a private dining because honestly, just from personal experience, we've met great friends over the years from all over the country, and we have things in common because we sit there and we talk over dinner, and that's the same thing happens at Beer Garden. You know, you're at Walt Disney World, so you have something to talk about. You know, hey, what'd you guys do today at Epcot? You know, or, you know, oh, man, I went to the Magic Kingdom yesterday. It was crazy. And you're already talking about things, and you find out, you know, you have a lot in common, and it's great to meet new people. That's kind of what it's all about. And the price at Beer Garden isn't horrible. It's one of the cheaper meals, cheaper chicken meals in World Showcase.
Yep. You're right. It's a good choice. And really any of the character meals, you know, I know we're just talking about the best value for your table service, but if you're on the dining plan, if you're doing any of the character meals, it's a great deal on the dining plan. So consider that.
What did they say? I was going to wrap it up with that funny thing. They always say, oi, oi, oi.
Yes. Ticky tacky. Ticky tacky.
I can remember the first word. Ticky tacky. Ticky tacky.
Yes. Like, yes. That's it.
What it is. Oh, man. I love it. That place is fun. But I mean, you really kind of, if you're not somebody that likes like meats and sausages, it may not be your jam, but there's a lot of good sides and salads too. But, if you're a sausage person.
For sure. There's tons. They have great side dishes.
All right, so let's throw this one in, because you mentioned this one, actually, I think before we hit the record button, as we started recording, Pam, you were asking the best place, the best resort to get a good night's sleep. That's kind of an interesting one. So what were you thinking along those lines? I said All-Star Sports. During a cheerleading competition. Yeah, during either Pop Warner or a cheerleading competition. No, that's probably not a good idea. Okay, so what do you say?
I was just thinking about the resorts that have really comfortable beds. And I've been liking the bed at the Yacht Club when we've been staying there lately. I actually find that the beds that sort of sit on the platform, you can put your luggage under, are more comfortable than the traditional beds.
Agreed.
I don't know. And so everyone I've talked to sort of feels that way. So, you know, I really like those. And the Yacht Club has them. Coronado has them. There's a few other resorts that do too. Pop Century, of course, with those newly renovated rooms. But any place that has those sort of newly renovated rooms where you can slide underneath does. The other thing the Yacht Club does really well is their curtains are like blackout curtains, like dark, dark, dark. And, you know, you can make the room get cold. And I think that makes for good sleeping. So.
You know, I'm going to go with kind of an oddball one. I'm going to say Coronado Springs. For some reason, again, I didn't go with the deluxe resort, which, again, the deluxe resorts obviously have a little bit better amenities, bigger rooms, probably more comfortable beds. But Coronado coming out of that refurb, those beds are new. They're really, really comfortable. And for some reason, and I know there's a lot of people because they don't make all these buildings with all these rooms in them to sit empty. But for some reason, when I go to Coronado, it never seems crowded where I'm staying. It almost feels like when I walked in my room at Coronado many, many times, and I mean, this could be in the summer because this happened last summer. I'll walk to my room and I won't see anybody. And it's so weird. Or maybe I'll see like five people. And that building has to hold a couple thousand people. It's, I don't know. If you ever notice that at a certain resort, Pam, I feel like when I'm at Coronado, I'm always feeling like I'm by myself. And I know it's full. Because cars are in the lot and I just don't get it. It feels very remote. It's quiet. I don't have people walking by my room.
No, you're right. You're right. No, it is. It always does feel that way. I don't know what it is. Certain resorts seem to manage crowds better than others, I think.
Nice. All right. So give us another scenario that we can do with the best here, Pam.
So let's think about, I know we already had a drink one, but how about overall best drink like at Walt Disney World that you can get anywhere? And I'm thinking of this because we've been spending a lot of time at Geyser Point lately. And I've had some great drinks there. I'm just gonna say this. I think there's a few of them that are really good. But the one I have been getting, I believe is a mule, a black cherry mule, and it's really, really good. So I don't know, Mike, I know you're not a huge drinker, but there are a few places I know where you get drinks.
I like the Leaf and Lizard at the Nomad Lounge.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Just because of the name, but it tastes good, and that's a good one. Okay, Ripper, we got to wrap this up. Let's get to Teresa's here. She's asking, best lounge. Now you got to pick between two, Geyser Point or Nomad. Which one are you going to pick? Which one has the best overall experience?
I've really been liking Geyser Point lately. I really have. I love the views there. I like the food that you can get there. They have appetizers and then sort of, you know, heavier entree-like thing. Well, not really entrees, but like sandwich and stuff like that. There is solid food. And they just have some unique drinks. And can you beat looking out either at, you know, the lake there or looking back at the lodge? I don't think, you know, you get a bad view in that place. So really like that. But there are some great lounges in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, Geyser Point's great on a beautiful day. You know, and like you said, solid food, great atmosphere. But Nomad Lounge, we've ridden out like thunderstorms on that outdoor covered patio, and there's nothing like it. That is awesome.
That was a great one. And I will say another great point, another great spot is, of course, Territory Lounge at Artist Point. I think that place is solid. And how about, we're looking forward to see what they have at Grand Floridian to replace Misner's.
Yes. Be our guest.
Beauty and the Beast. Yes.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for dropping in again. Join us Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on Facebook. Matt Parrish joining us from the 3028 and Wedway Radio. We're going to have a good time taking your calls. And don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So when you're planning that next Disney getaway, and we know that you need to do that right now because we're Disney fans, drop by the Magic for Less, check out all the great specials, look at the resort guides, look at all the destinations. While you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And we'll be planning a great vacation right away. We'll work it out so you get it just perfect for you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We appreciate it each and every time you use that link. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at beourguestpod and at beourguestmike. And drop by the Facebook page again, facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here for the weekend and hope that you have a great one. We'll be back again on Monday with another wonderful trip report. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.